Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago chefs have come together once again, this time to cook for earthquake relief. It's on Monday at Avley on the Park, which I think if I looked out the window from the radio station, I could probably see that. It's all to benefit World Central Kitchen. But this time, it's for earthquake relief. You might have noted that in the past they have done this about a year ago. It's to benefit what is happening in Turkey and Syria. And Sanaa Abaresk is with us. You're a Michelin-rated chef, right? Your restaurant in South Dakota has a Michelin star?
James Beard.
Okay. Well, still, it's got to be a little difficult to get noticed in South Dakota, probably more difficult than it does take to get noticed in Chicago, right?
That's true, but that makes you also very unique.
Yes. And what kind of restaurant do you have in South Dakota?
It's actually East Mediterranean, so Turkish, Syrian, Lebanese food. Made from scratch every day.
Oh my gosh. And your family is in Syria, or you do have some family in Syria. I read that your sister is a doctor there. What is she describing to you?
Well, basically what's happening is every day they're still having aftershock. So everybody, even the one who's home is still safe, they're afraid to sleep because they don't know when the second aftershock, and they're not small, you know, they're all like 3.7. So most people, they're just opting to, you know, they go inside the house to get what they want, and then they go back either a tent or a car.
And Syria seems to be in a much tighter situation, a tougher situation. Of course, Turkey sustained a lot of damage, and the loss of life in both countries is enormous. But Syria has been dealing with a civil war, and that prevented people from getting there to help.
Exactly. I mean, when the earthquake happened, basically within less than a few hours, planes were flying everywhere for Turkey. But unfortunately, because of the sanctions, and the war and politics, we couldn't, I mean, all of us, I mean, myself, my friends, everybody just want to help our family. We couldn't do anything until, you know, after like a 1 week of negotiation, thank God we were able to get something. I mean, still not perfect at all, but at least something coming inside.
And last year, about this time, in fact, it was a year ago yesterday, Chicago chefs cooked for Ukraine relief, and now they're back at it again. This is happening Monday at Avley on the Park. And did you make that initial phone call and say, hey, can we work together? How can we raise some money for relief in Syria?
Well, what happened is that I'm one of the chefs, member of the World Central Kitchen, so I did one for Ukraine, and then when I wanted to do one for Syria. And then also the chefs in Chicago, they're doing the same. So World Central Kitchen put us together.
World Central Kitchen. And if people aren't familiar with World Central Kitchen, celebrity Spanish chef Jose Andres, who also is affiliated with Bizarre Meats here in Chicago, is the person behind that. And it's amazing because he gets right in there, in the case of Ukraine, on the border, cooking for refugees. And so is
everywhere.
Everywhere. Like thousands of people show up to help him.
He has an amazing, amazing formula. And basically all the money, 100% of the money raised goes to pay ingredients and also to pay the farmers, the local farms, so they help the local farms survive. Also, they go to the restaurant and they said, okay, can we have your restaurant? But they pay them, so helping the local economy. So it's like almost a chain reaction of good deeds. So people eating meal, the restaurants are working, the farmers able to sell their farm products. It's a wonderful, wonderful cause. And like you said, they just go. I mean, I don't know how they can do it. Within 24 hours, they're right there cooking.
Doesn't matter what the weather or anything. No, I just wanted to introduce you again because, you know, inevitably somebody gets in a car and goes, who's she talking to? This is Sanaa Abaresk. She is a chef and owner of Sanaa's Gourmet Mediterranean in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. But you will be here on Monday, correct?
Oh, yes. I'm flying Sunday. I'm taking my knife, my ingredients, and I'm ready to cook. Absolutely.
And that is interesting because all true chefs carry their knives with them. So is that something you have to check? You can't carry that on the flight, right?
No. That's a sharp knife. Yeah, you have to check here. Yes.
And can I just ask you, those knives, much more than what we would pay for a knife in our kitchen, right?
I think everybody should have really good knife in their kitchen. That's a first step for you to cook good meals. So.
And so were you cooking? Did you have a restaurant? Or were you born here? Or did you come from Syria?
I am an immigrant. I came from Syria. I went to school in America. So I've been here for a while. I graduated from school. I went to D.C. to finish to get my PhD. I met my husband. And when I said I do, he said, oh, by the way, I'm from South Dakota. And that's how I ended up in South Dakota.
That's amazing. Okay, so yes. Sana, tell people about who is cooking alongside you on Monday.
So you have 45 amazing chefs, Michelin star winners, James Beard winners, different cuisines, with passion to make good meals for you. I mean, this is one of the lifetime, honestly, opportunity. I mean, how many times you can say that you had 45 dishes and one dinner?
Right.
From different cuisine, different backgrounds. And also, if I may mention that Chef Jose Andreas might show up, too.
If you want to meet
Chef Andreas, which is a fantastic person to meet with, that's an opportunity for you. So you have, you know, like I said, people from different backgrounds, chefs, different backgrounds, different foods, different cuisine, nice drinks, wonderful ambiance. I mean, anybody should go. Honestly, they should, like I said, one of a lifetime opportunity.
Yeah. And even though the situation in Syria and Turkey is so dire and so tragic, I would imagine when all the chefs come together on Monday to cook for earthquake relief, there'll be a sense of celebration and community and a chance of all of you, you know, an opportunity to come together and to, you know, share your craft.
Absolutely. I mean, for us, you know, all chefs, we love to cook. We love to feed people. That's our, you know, that's what makes us enjoy our profession. And then now, when we're using this profession to help people all over the world to have a decent meal. I mean, what more satisfaction you want? I mean, I think this is make it one of the best. Wonderful profession that gives back to the community.
I can tell that you're working in the kitchen right now as you're speaking with us.
That's what you should be doing.
It's Chicago Chefs Cook for Earthquake Relief. It's Monday at Avley on the Park. And do you have a website or should people just Google that?
The dinner or me?
Well, either. I don't know that anybody's going to come to Sioux Falls right off the bat to see you, but Monday we want people to buy tickets.
Yep. So go to Chicago Chef Cooks. Just on Instagram, and then go there, and then it has all the information, ticket information, everything. Make sure you say hello to every chef. Ask for extra serving. Just come and give us your money and have a wonderful time.
All right. I hope it's a huge success. Thank you so much for joining us, and I'll keep your family in Syria in my prayers.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.